Hi, I'm Lee McGough, and today our scripture reading is from 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 through 11. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord. God works in different ways, but it is the same God who does the work in all of us. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. To another, the same Spirit gives a message of special knowledge. The same Spirit who gives great faith to another, and to someone else, the one Spirit gives the gift of healing. He gives one person the power to perform miracles, and another the ability to prophesy. He gives someone else the ability to discern whether a message is from the Spirit of God or from another spirit. Still another person is given the ability to speak in unknown languages, while another is given the ability to interpret what is being said. It is the one and only Spirit who distributes all these gifts. He alone decides which gift each person should have.
Good morning. If we haven't had the chance to meet yet, my name is Kirsten, and I'm one of the pastors here at Living Waters. It's good to be with you today. This is a gift. How do you feel when you receive a gift? Are you excited? Are you touched? Are you moved? I'm sure that we've all had experiences of gift giving gone wrong. Maybe clumsily chosen or thoughtlessly chosen gifts, or gifts given solely out of obligation. Hopefully, though, we have all had the experience of being genuinely blessed by a gift, because the intention of a gift is to bless a person's life, not because they deserve it, but simply because they are loved. I learned about gift giving from my mom, who is one of those people with the uncanny ability to give a gift that is just right for the person. She knows how to find something that makes a person's life better and that makes them feel loved and known. We're talking today about the gifts that God gives us through His Spirit. God is a gift giver, and what He gives us matters a whole lot more than the bathrobes or Lego that we give to each other. Back in 2019, Living Waters raised funds to purchase around 45 water filtration systems for a community in Honduras. And then they sent a small team to install them. This changed the lives of the people in that community because it meant that they had easy access to clean drinking water, water that wouldn't cause disease, water they could easily use for cooking and washing. The gifts of the Spirit are more like that. Gifts that change the way a community lives. Gifts that allow a community to experience the living water of God's Spirit. We're going to have 2 weeks where we get to explore the gifts of the Spirit. Today will be a bit of an introduction and an exploration of gifts in our faith communities and our lives. And next week, Dave will share how they transform us and how that transformation overflows to further the work of God in the world. So when we talk about the gifts of the Spirit, what are we talking about? Well, when we read about the early Christian communities in the book of Acts, we quickly realize that all of the miracles and excitement didn't just happen while Jesus was on the earth. Very quickly, we discover that the Holy Spirit is at work supernaturally in and through the lives of believers. If you haven't read the book of Acts, you should pick it up. It's good reading. You get to hear about people's bodies being healed, a sermon being preached, and 3,000 people becoming Christians in one day. You get to read about people having visions, having special discernment. Or maybe most miraculously, you get to read about people selling all of their possessions and sharing meals together daily with glad and sincere hearts. Clearly, what we see in the book of Acts is that the Holy Spirit was expressing himself in and through the lives of believers in tangible ways. We call these the gifts of the Spirit. The passage that Lee read so well for us a few moments ago is part of a letter that Paul wrote to the Christians in Corinth. It's a letter where Paul is correcting them about their use of spiritual gifts. To help them, Paul gives them a beautiful picture of both the nature and the purpose of the gifts. We're looking at that picture today to clarify what spiritual gifts are all about. And the first thing we find is that the gifts are an expression of God's goodness to us. One of the things I love is that the word gift used in this passage is almost the same as the word grace. We talked earlier in our Essential series about grace, about what it means that we are given favor and acceptance by God that we do not deserve. The word in Greek for grace is charis. The word for gift here in 1 Corinthians is charisma, which simply means grace made concrete, tangible. Grace no longer as a concept, but as something physically experienced in the real world. The word charisma is used by Paul in other passages to describe the many tangible ways that God's grace shows up in the lives of his people. Here, however, it's paired with the word spiritual to describe the particular ways we experience the tangible working of the Spirit. I find this a helpful starting point because it reminds us that the gifts of the Spirit are an expression of God's good heart toward us. He wants us to experience the tangible goodness of his kingdom in our lives, and he wants us to experience that through one another. I have a very strong memory from when I was about 21. Of having a person share a word that they felt that they had heard from God for me. The word was about how much God loved me. And at that point in my life, I had been really trying to believe that God's love was real for me. I'd been trying and actually failing. It was hard for it to get in, to sink in. This word, however, was different. It got past all of my defenses and spoke to the core of who I was. I was on an outreach trip in Europe at the time, and I remember that I was almost giddy afterwards. I was overflowing with joy for days. I remember wanting to tell everyone I saw that Jesus loved them. God's goodness had been made tangible and concrete for me through someone else using their spiritual gift. It was powerful and it changed me. When we talk about the gifts of the Spirit, we have to begin with this starting point. Jesus wants to pour out blessing on his people and on the world, and he wants to do that through us and through spiritual gifts. When we look at this passage by Paul, we find that he talks a lot about how the gifts of the Spirit are diverse but united. Earlier in our Essential series, you might remember Luke sharing about God's people being the body of Christ. He talked about how it's meant to be a place where there is both difference and oneness. Just like the human body, there are many different parts. But all of those parts work together to make up one body or community. The same themes are present here, and that's primarily because our text today is actually a part of the same chapter in the book of 1 Corinthians. If we look at verses 4-6, we discover Paul is building a similar picture of difference and unity. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, Paul says, but the same Spirit is the source of them all. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord. God works in different ways, but it is the same God who does the work in all of us. In these verses, Paul repeats almost the same thing three different times. And I love this because through that repetition, he names all of the members of the Trinity: Spirit, Lord, which would refer to Jesus, and God, which refers to the Father. His purpose in that is to help us to see that we as God's people are meant to reflect the nature of God, who is three different persons, but who is also one. Just like God is three, but also one, we as his people are diverse, but one in Christ. Let's talk about the oneness first. Paul clarifies in these verses a few different ways the gifts of the Spirit are the same. In verse 4, we find that even though the spiritual gifts may be different from one another, the source of them is the same Spirit. And let's remember once again, as Dave made so clear a few weeks ago, that this is indeed the Spirit of Jesus. The source of all the gifts is the same. Verse 5 tells us that even though the spiritual gifts and the way we serve might be different, all of these gifts are in service to Jesus. And this is so important. The gifts of the Spirit are serving the purposes of Jesus in the world. All the parts of the body of Christ are meant to obey the head, who is Jesus. We all serve the same Lord. And even though God may work in our lives in different ways, it's God who is doing all of that work. So the gifts of the Spirit are united because they come from the same Spirit. They serve and glorify the same Lord, and they are the work of the same good Father. I take great comfort in this. Partly, it reminds me of my smallness, that God has plans that my spiritual gift is only a part of. It reminds me that we fulfill God's purposes in the world, not alone, but through our life together. And it reminds me that the gifts of the Spirit are never about self. They are always about glorifying and serving Jesus. We are his servants, his hands and feet. And yet, we are still given the incredible honor of being those hands and feet. And the Lord gifts us to do that in many different ways. Let's look at the diversity of the gifts. When we look at verses 8 to 10, we discover a list of spiritual gifts. This isn't meant to be a comprehensive list, but it's simply Paul's way of emphasizing that the spiritual gifts his people, the Spirit gifts his people in many different ways, all of which are important in the life of the community. Paul gives another list in the chapter 12 in Romans. And that includes different lists. That list, like this one, is just demonstrating the breadth of how the Spirit works. But a glance through verses 8 to 10 gives us a sense for the many gifts that the Spirit gives. In this list is the ability to give wise advice, which in other translation is called a message of wisdom given through the Spirit. There is also a gift of special knowledge through the Spirit. There is the gift of faith, a faith well beyond what we could have on our own. And closely related to that are the gifts of physical healing and being given the power to perform miracles. There's the gift of prophecy, which is less about speaking about what is going to happen in the future and more about simply hearing from God and speaking out what God wants to say to our community. And Paul ends the list with the gift of being able to speak in unknown tongues or languages, and the gift of being able to interpret what is being said when someone speaks in tongues. Paul ends with tongues and interpretation because these two gifts were the most highly prized by the Corinthians. His point is that these gifts, as beautiful and as important as they are only two of the many ways that the Spirit gifts his people. As we look at these gifts, it's easy to see why they are tangible expressions of God's goodness and grace to a community. I think one of our deepest longings as believers is to hear from Jesus. Notice how many of these gifts are about God communicating with his people. Words of knowledge and wisdom, prophecy, and tongues fits here too, because once a tongue is interpreted, it functions as prophecy for the community. Notice how many of these gifts are about Jesus making things right, just as we long for him to do, healings, miracles, and faith. We're living in this murky place where some of the goodness of the kingdom happens in the here and now, and some of it is not yet, not until Jesus comes back. But when we read this list, we do realize that Jesus meant for some of the kingdom to be experienced now. And we are meant to be a part of it. That is good news. I am reminded as I look at these gifts and think of the many different ways I have seen the Holy Spirit gift believers, of just how vital they are to our life as Christians. We need to hear from Jesus. We need to experience his goodness, and we need his empowering to live our lives for him, both in our individual lives and our life together as a community. We have to also remember that the gifts of the Spirit are given to each of us so that we can help each other. This is really the main thing that Paul is trying to correct in the Corinthian Christians. Some of the people in this community were getting too excited about what their spiritual gifts said about their own personal spirituality. The gifts of the Spirit, especially certain gifts, were a mark that they, as Christians, had really arrived, that they were better than others. This deeply grieved Paul, and it's why he spends the whole next chapter describing what love really is in 1 Corinthians 13. He begins that chapter by explaining that without love, the gifts of the Spirit are completely worthless. Paul wants them to realize that the way to be spiritual is not to revel in the greatness of their gifts, but to delight in the gifts of others and to use their spiritual gifts in loving service. But he still wants them to eagerly seek the gifts of the Spirit because he knows how powerful and vital they are when they're used rightly. They are powerful. And when we allow them to be expressed through our lives, you could say that you yourself become a gift to the body of Christ. And that's the way Jesus meant for it to be. Of course, one thing that's always amazing about Jesus is that while we become a blessing to others, we also are blessed. This is what I think are some of the great blessings for us when we operate in the gifts of the Spirit. First, operating in the gifts of the Spirit is kind of like having a front row seat to seeing Jesus work in the lives of people. It's one thing to rejoice at a healing that's happened in someone's life. It's another thing entirely to rejoice when you have been using a spiritual gift of prayer for months to pray for that healing. It was really amazing for me to hear that word from that woman years ago, but it also was amazing for her to see me change. Seeing Jesus work brings us tremendous joy. And once you've gotten a taste of it, you'll want more. Second, operating in the gifts gives us a profound sense of purpose. All of us want to matter, and the good news is that we do. Jesus wants to gift each of us and give us a role among his people. And the good news is that these aren't talents or skills. They're gifts freely given. All we need is an open heart, waiting and willing to receive. Third, operating in the gifts of the Spirit is intimate. It's intimate with Jesus. Most of us have had the experience of growing close to a person through sharing a common work. As we receive the gifts of the Spirit, we are drawing closer to the Spirit, to Jesus, and it's an intimate thing. As we co-labor with the Spirit, we learn more of him, of his heart and his nature. Because Jesus' intention is never just to use us, it's to know us. You know, this past month, I got to listen in on some coaching sessions with the women who are graduating from our Zoe leadership course. Fiona Keane, who leads the course, was helping each woman to synthesize what they had learned about their strengths, their spiritual gifts, and their role in God's work. I had such a delight in who each of these women were, in the diversity of their gifts and passions. Each of these women is a unique and important gift to our community that we need. And I know that that's true of everyone in our community. When I think about what it really could look like to be a community where each person is operating in the gifts of the Spirit, I catch my breath a little. I want to live in that kind of community. I need that kind of community. My hope is that Jesus has stirred some longing in you for the gifts of the Spirit today, because they are gifts and they are vital to our life as believers. If you find yourself longing to experience these gifts more fully in your life, feel free to reach out to talk to someone on our pastoral team. We'd love to talk and pray with you. I will say, though, that in some ways, receiving the gifts of the Spirit is quite simple. In essence, Jesus simply wants our hands to be empty and open, empty of our self-sufficiency and self-reliance, and open to receive something new from him, open to discover something new about what he made us to do and be. I want to close today by praying for us as a community. Lord, thank you that you have not left us as orphans, but that you have given us your good Holy Spirit. And thank you for these gifts of your Spirit, which are tangible expressions of your grace to us. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would fill us as a community with your Spirit. I pray that you would help us to receive your good gifts and the intimacy and the life that comes from these gifts. In your holy and precious name, amen.